As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here before the God who loves me, I consider, how is God looking at me? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I ponder, what is God's desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life. Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, and at this point in my life. I listen for God's response. And I ask God in confidence for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Forgiveness, love, peace, strength, courage, joy. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for this prayer. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. about reproving another who sins. I recall the process described in the scripture. If another sins against you, against me, point it out when we are alone. If you are not listened to, bring one or two others so it is witnessed. If still you are not listened to, go to the church. I bring to mind a situation from my life, resolved or unresolved. Perhaps where someone has hurt me. Perhaps where I have hurt someone else by my actions or words. I bring to mind the circumstances and the fault. I imagine the place. I look around me and notice what I see. Inside or outside. Buildings, walls, rooms. Landscape, sky, the nature of the ground beneath my feet. Plants, animals, buildings, people. I notice what I see around me. I breathe in deeply, filling my lungs. And I notice what I can smell, the fragrances in the air. Flowers, food. Industry. I notice what I can smell. and the taste in my mouth. I notice the wetness or dryness in my mouth. I feel the air on my skin. Its temperature, hot, warm, cool, cold. Feel the stillness of the air on my skin, or the breeze, or the stronger wind. I notice the effect of the air on my skin. And the sensation of my clothes on my body. I feel the texture of my clothes on my skin, rough, smooth, heavy, light. And I feel my feet in my shoes. My feet on the ground. I notice the sounds around me. What can I hear? Noises in the distance, industry, busyness, animals, people. Sounds closer to me. Music, perhaps, chatter, people around me. What are they saying? How is their tone? Place myself in this scene. With the person who has offended me, or the person I have offended. I imagine that Jesus is with us also in this scene. I imagine the conversation. I begin the conversation with this person who has offended me, or who I have offended. Say to this person, how is my tone? What am I feeling as I speak to them? I notice how Jesus is looking at me as I address my words to the person in front of me. What do I feel as I notice Jesus' gaze upon me? I leave honest space for the other person to respond to my words. What do they say? How do they look at me as they speak to me? How is their tone? I notice how Jesus gazes at them as they speak. What am I feeling? What is my sense of the next step from this conversation? I spend some time in conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me during this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.